The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Bills, Jags tonight, 7 or 7:30 or 7:15.
Yeah, pick one.
Depending on where you're looking, it's when the game is going to start tonight. Live right here on 96.5 WCMF, we will have your post-game, and excuse me, pre-game on your way home from work here.
Great.
Right? So you got your drive home all set there.
Yeah.
Also, if you want to watch the game,
watch it.
You can watch it with one super cool fella.
Time to partay.
Tommy Mulet will be live out at the Bill Grace Tap Room in Chi-Lai. Delicious food, fantastic drinks, an angry Italian.
Oh,
actually,
many,
on the west side, that's like...
Many Italians.
Can't swing a dead cat without hitting an angry Italian. Go see Tommy tonight with the crew at Bill Grace Tap Room in Chi-Lai from your friends, with your friends from 96.5 WCMF. Also, before we get into our segment here, and we have Metallica tickets to give away. We will get you those Metallica tickets before 9:35 this morning, so do not go anywhere, and it's on Kimmy to remind me. So again, if I forget, it's Kimmy's fault.
Mm.
Joining us on a special Football Monday, preparing for this game tonight, as they do before every game. From 95.7, The Fan, our good buddy, you can catch him on the Sports Bar every weekday, 3 to 6, Mike Danger. Hey, Mike.
Good morning, gentlemen.
And from the Let's Go Duffalo podcast.
Yeah, what we got?
I don't even know what we've got. Ryan Duffy joins us here.
So he's nice when family stops by.
Good morning, everybody. How was everyone's weekend?
I will once again implore you to please go to the live stream and see what is happening. Because I'll be honest with you, I don't know what's happening right now. Because Ryan started by wearing a really stupid Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah, loud.
Yep, and then he upped the Hawaiian shirt game last week with a captain's hat. Mm-hmm. That happened. What are you wearing?
Well, because you guys were making fun of me so hard and harsh, I was getting emails, phone calls saying, don't let him get you down. With all of the color choices that I had, I thought to myself, well, what's the complete absence of color?
Mm.
Total darkness. So who looks like a moron now?
It's actually the best you've ever looked.
Thank you.
So what do you call this?
It's shadow, like a blackout suit, right? What is it?
Shadow Ryan.
Shadow Ryan. That's a big shadow.
But he's completely encased in black fabric.
Yeah, it's not like
head
a black outfit. It is. It's a,
head
it's,
to toe.
It's the Green Man suit, but black.
Yeah, you cannot see his face.
Okay.
You can't see any part of his body.
Nope.
Gloves, feet, everything are covered in black.
So you cannot possibly make fun of my outfit.
You look like a hefty bag full of rotten meat.
That's your opinion.
You look like a burnt roast. Or you're trying to commit suicide by sniffing your own ass. Because if you drip ash, you're going to die, man. There's nowhere for it to go.
I can't.
Like, it's just going to be this big ass bubble that's going to float up to your nostrils, and you're going to die.
I will say, I don't think I thought this through all the way, because I'm having a hard time breathing. I can't
use
the restroom.
No, that's just your lungs.
And I can't drink anything. So I think, like, if anything, I'm probably going to lose 10 pounds after this by sweating out all of the moisture that was inside my body.
That's the most nothing I've ever seen in my life.
Yes.
Again, the YouTube, the break room WCMF, the Odyssey app, and Twitch. I'm looking at the stream right now.
Yeah.
He blends into the chair, and all we can see are your nipples popping out of that thing.
I was going to say, it is a little cold in here.
Okay.
All right.
Tommy made his picks this morning.
Let's do it.
We'll get to that in a sec. I do want to talk to Danger. I've been saying all week that this game has tramp, not Tommy's mom, trap stamped all over it.
Sure. I mean, you have the Ravens next week in primetime on Sunday night. The Ravens just got a big win over Dallas yesterday. Jacksonville's a team that's given you trouble the last two times that you played them, including last year in London, the game that you were at, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, right? Yes, I was, actually.
And Now, so yes, and Jacksonville comes in 0-2, and they're underachieving. So you would expect a desperate Jacksonville team to come into Buffalo tonight at 0-2, not wanting to fall at 0-3. And yeah, it has the markings of a trap game.
All right, but Chad O'Ryan, the one thing that the Bills have going for them is the mini-buy. And Sean McDermott, historically, off of buys and mini-buys, has the team ready to roll, has a great record.
Very true. The Bills have had a lot of rest time since last Thursday night. And yeah, I think that there is a lot of opportunity for them to go out and play their best game. What?
You can't even think you
said. I love how you say that like you took him seriously before. He was wearing a captain's hat. He looked like a fatter version of the Kolsch can.
Please. Please, you people. Relax.
Okay.
We're talking football. We're being serious here.
Tommy made his picks. Yeah. Let's get to our first pick this morning from Tommy Mulay on a special Football Monday on CMF. Over-under, 1.5 touchdowns. Or excuse me, 1/2 a touchdown, my apologies, for Keon Coleman.
So the kid's got to get in once.
Mm-hmm. He has yet to do that in his NFL
right,
career.
Right, but it's going to happen.
I mean, but will it happen tonight?
Tonight, I think you're going to see the Florida Flash. Yes, he's going to get a touchdown tonight.
All right, so his first touchdown of his career comes tonight against Jacksonville.
Prime time. This kid's prime time, which I believe Deion's also from the Tallahassee area.
Yeah, what about
it? So this is going to be the second coming of primetime.
Man, this is going to be really exciting for Keon to play in his first primetime game, huh?
And they're going to start calling him primetime.
Hey, idiot!
Hey, idiot!
When did the Bills play their last game?
No, I'm saying for him.
Oh, no, no, yeah.
It's going to be his show tonight.
Yeah, okay. So just to be clear.
Hey, idiot.
You're over 1/2 a touchdown.
And by the way, there's a big difference between North Florida and South Florida.
Okay. Over 1/2 a touchdown for Keon Coleman. Okay. He took over, just to let you know, because I don't think we actually got an answer out of him there. Danger, hot and cold. Keon leads the team in receivings opening week. Last week, 1 target, 0 catches.
But he's a child. He's just starting out.
Man, danger sounds so different.
I know.
Over, under, 1/2 a touchdown for Keon Coleman tonight.
I actually like Keon Coleman to score a touchdown tonight. Yeah, prime time, Monday Night Football. The kid's a star. I mean, we love his personality. Stud. This is an opportunity for him on the national stage to get in the end zone, make a big deal. I like the idea of Keon Coleman scoring. I'm going to go with the over on
this. But he had that on Thursday. It was also a prime time.
Nobody watches the Thursday. Thursday night games are trash.
Wasn't it the largest, highest rated Thursday night football game of all time?
Yeah, maybe. But it's still like those games are trash. You know that? Everybody knows that. Thursday night games are no fun.
Ryan? The Patrick. Jacksonville defense, although with a small sample size, is in the bottom half of the league. The passing defense, 18th in the NFL. Over under 1/2 a touchdown for Keon Coleman tonight.
I like Keon getting into the end zone tonight, and I think his lack of production is what 1 target and 0 catches last week. I think is going to benefit him in that regard. I do see him getting a touchdown tonight.
Are you getting excited that just agreed with you?
I'm excited, man.
Yeah,
who isn't?
The Invisible Man.
He looks like a storm front. God, I can't even see your facial expressions, which is really throwing me off.
Yeah, but I'm picking up on it. I could see it through it.
You know, the weirdest part is he keeps trying to eat a roast beef sandwich with that thing on his face.
If he was excited, we'd be able to tell pretty quickly.
I shared a room with him. We wouldn't.
No, okay.
All right, so it's a sweep. Both the boys agree.
Look at that.
A touchdown for Keon Coleman tonight. All right, let's get to our second pick from Tommy Mulay this morning on Football Monday on CMF. Over, under, 3.5 receptions for Jaguars wide receiver Gabe Davis.
So he's getting a faux
catches.
But they know him. I mean, the defense knows what this kid's about.
Okay,
right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess. But he runs weird routes, man. He's like herky-jerky.
Let me tell you something, man.
Please.
This Gabe tonight,
yeah,
is going to be a ghost. They're going to start calling him Gabe the Ghost because he's going to be a no-show. This kid ain't going to do squat.
Don't do this, man. Come on. I'm already nervous.
He's
going to
be balling in front of the old hometown.
Now, the last time he was on the field in Buffalo, he did not play in that Chiefs game. He was hurt. He was arguing with Bills fans. Like he was like in a fight on the sideline.
Well, ain't going to get any better tonight.
So just to be clear, you are under 3.5 receptions for Gabe Davis.
Gabe the Ghost. Ain't happening.
Only dynamite content like Gabe the Ghost.
See, it keeps getting brought up.
Here at the Break Room on CMF. Ryan, every Bills fan knows that Gabe Davis is the most streaky wide receiver of all time. He will get you 5 catches for 160 yards and 2 touchdowns, and then he'll go 3 weeks where he has 2 catches for 12 yards.
Yep.
It is a revenge game for Gabe. Mm-hmm. Over under 3.5 receptions for Jaguars wide receiver Gabe Davis tonight.
See, 3.5 is tough because I could see him coming away with 3 or 4 and maybe 36, 40 yards total. I got to go with my gut on this one. And
a good move. What else could you go with?
I got to go with the under on this one. Because I think that a lot of the big Gabe Davis games have a lot to do with who was throwing him the ball. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that there's much of a discussion between the talent levels of Josh Allen and Trevor Lawrence. I'm going to take the under on
that. Valid point. Close.
Valid point. I will say this.
What?
He looks like a faux leather couch you would buy at Big Lots. Like, the shape's not all the way there, but like the price is like too good to say no to.
You can't say no to it.
It's just going in the man cave.
Right.
What's the matter? Danger.
It'll even out.
Gabe Davis in the first 2 weeks has exactly 3 catches each game. Ryan brings up a good point about the talent of Trevor Lawrence versus Josh Allen. Over under 3.5 catches for Gabe Davis tonight.
I'm going with the under on this as well.
Wow. Ooh,
baby.
Yeah. Sweet.
Yeah, I mean, look, the Bills defense knows Gabe Davis. Gabe Davis is going to show up. He's going to win.
That's what I said. They laughed at me.
What was that you just said?
Brian Thomas Jr.
You sound like Ryan looks.
Thomas Jr. is the one to watch out. He's got speed. He's the one that I think could get behind this Bill's too high safety that they like to run. I think Gabe Davis, everything stays in front of him. He'll get a catch or two, but I don't see him going over 3.
You know, I find it funny. Like, you know, this defense knows Gabe Davis, kind of. Jamarcus Ingram was barely there last year. You got Dorian Williams and Baylen Specter playing linebacker for you. That scares me, man. It scares me. And Gabe Davis seems like a man after his last image in Buffalo was him arguing with fans in street clothes at the playoff game against Kansas City. He's got revenge on his mind.
Yeah, but Trevor Lawrence doesn't know that. Trevor Lawrence doesn't care about that. He's the one feeding him the ball. I don't think he's going to get it.
All right, it's a Mule. Well, no, Tommy tells like it is for a Monday here in the break room on CMF. Mike Danger from 95.7 The Fan joining us. Ryan Duffy from the Let's Go Duffalo podcast. For God's sakes, man, I can't.
You know what he looks like?
What's he look like?
He looks like a terrorist that only beheads like chocolate bunnies.
How about he puts his hand in his head and leans forward and he just disappears into the chair. Let's get our third pick from Tommy this morning here on CMF. Over under 1.5 turnovers for the Bills D tonight.
So they only got to snag 2 balls.
That's a lot of turnovers.
It's 2. It's not a lot. 2's not a lot in anything.
And they won't be sweaty. Most likely.
Oh, no. They might be wet.
They could be wet balls.
True. So it's going to be it may be wet out there tonight. Hard to hold on to that ball.
You know, they keep the balls dry.
I know, but still, ball goes on the ground. Ground's wet, ball's wet.
Thank you.
That's how wet works.
Dr. Tommy.
Wet keeps showing up.
Dr. Water Mule. So, over, under, 1.5 turnovers for the Bills.
Oh, my God, against the goddamn thing twice. You don't think these professional athletes, multimillionaires is all they do, can't grab 2 wet balls?
You know, the Jaguars offense, also professionals, also millionaires.
I understand.
I don't care
what Jacksonville does.
Okay.
That's Jacksonville's problem.
Okay.
I say they're going to get 2. At least 2 turnovers.
Okay.
Okay.
So to be clear, you are over. Okay. Ryan?
Patrick?
The Bills are averaging 2 turnovers a game on defense.
Sure are.
They're averaging 2 turnovers a game on defense. However, Jacksonville is very good at protecting the ball. Mm-hmm. Trevor Lawrence has yet to throw an interception. Mm-hmm. The only ball they've lost was a fumble on the goal line that cost them a win opening day in Miami. Yep. Over, under... 1.5 turnovers for the Bills defense tonight.
You can't deny how good the Bills defense has been playing, especially with regard to turnovers. Obviously, they get 3 last week against Tua, but I think that was a bit of an anomaly, and I think Jacksonville takes care of the ball too well. I'm going to take the under on this
one. You look like pantyhose on the leg of an 80-year-old Italian woman.
Support
that's
hose,
your opinion.
Ryan.
I mean,
support hose, Ryan. Yes, that's what you look like. Danger. They protect the ball well, and there are those who say that if your defense relies on turnovers, eventually it's going to blow up in your face. Over, under 1.5 turnovers for the Bills D tonight.
I'm going with the under on this one as well.
Ooh, oh no. Danger in the hole against Ryan, or against Tommy.
Got that?
Why are you going on the under?
I think they do protect the ball well. I think that it is a good start for the Bills defense to get those turnovers. Last week, you look at Tua. I mean, that was really on Tua more than it was on the Bills. Tua was absolutely atrocious last Thursday. So they were gifted some of those turnovers against Miami.
Okay. Thoughts?
Well, what can I say? They don't want to take a chance.
No, one did. One of them took a chance.
I know, Danger. That's not a great shirt, honestly. Not liking it.
Man, that darkness talks a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sure does.
I can't see what kind of shirt you have. I'm just guessing.
Let's get to our fourth pick from Tommy this morning here on CMF. Do they win? And if so, do they cover the 5.5 points?
So you're asking me about a game that I'm kind of shaping up to turn into something.
I'm not even looking at you. I will not look you in the face out of disrespect.
Of course they're going to win.
Okay. Are they going to cover the 5.5?
It's five lousy, stupid points. You don't think they can cover this white trash Jacksonville team?
Giants.
With Trailer Boy at the helm.
Broncos.
His mama's going to be out there.
Buccaneers. Three games in primetime last season that should have been walkover for the Bills. Three games, if I'm not mistaken, they did not cover.
Let me tell you something. The Bills this year own Florida. The entire goddamn state.
Okay.
So, yes, they're going to win.
So, you have the
biggest
Bills.
Florida runs is cocaine.
You have the Bills winning.
You're going to be the cocaine of the North. You're going to call it the cocaine coast.
You have the Bills winning, and you have them winning by 5.5 points.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Are you done with that?
I would say, you know, could even be worse.
Oh, really? What are you thinking?
I'm thinking you might see a prime time blit. This could get ugly.
Wait. This could or this will?
I'm going to say primetime blowout.
Okay.
Big time, prime time.
Big time, prime time blowout. Ryan, the Bills are 1-1 against the spread. They say good teams win, great teams cover. However, that one loss against the spread, half a point opening day, could have gone either way.
Sure.
Did the Bills win? And do they do it by 6 points?
This game has trap written all over it. We all know this. But I would say...
Much like how you are in that suit.
But I would say that you saw a whole lot of upsets this weekend. You know, you saw Carolina destroy everyone's survivor pool from across the nation. I do think that the Bills are the better team, and you see everyone taking the Bills. However, because this seems so trappy and because everyone's taking the Bills and the spread is so large, I don't think that the Bills are going to cover. I do think that the Jags are going to take this one tonight.
But you have the Jags winning this game in Buffalo.
I do.
That thing's too tight on you. It's choking you out.
How can you tell? Too tight on him. the NASA is working on stuff that's not too tight on him.
Terrible.
You have him losing?
Yeah. That's what he just said. Yeah.
Straight out lose.
Yeah. I think the Jags are going to win.
All right, Danger.
Yeah.
Not good.
You look last year at games like this that Buffalo had at home, right? Broncos, Tampa Bay, Giants coming to town.
Yep.
You won two of them, but it wasn't fun winning them. That Broncos game was brutal. Is this team more mature? Does this team have the ability to beat an opponent they are better than at home when everyone is watching? Do the Bills win? And if so, is it by 6 or more?
I think the Bills win tonight. I just don't see them covering. I think I got them at 5. You're saying 6. The spread.
No, so it's 5.5 right now. It started at 4.5. It's moved 2 full points. Yeah. And I tried to remind Tommy last week, it moved 2 full points. Why are you doing that with your hands? It moved 2 full points towards Miami last week.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I just think that, the Bills are different this year, right? They do have a different...
Josh's team now.
You said maturity, I think, is what you said. Maturity is what I feel like. They've got guys stepping up into bigger roles, and they don't really miss a beat. They're guys that they've developed through the draft, whether you're talking about Baylen Spector, Cam Lewis, obviously the undrafted guy, Jamarcus. These guys have all stepped up. Dorian Williams, they've all stepped up into roles, in starter roles, that and they're playing well. They haven't fallen off. I don't think it starts tonight. I think Jacksonville does give them problems, and they keep it close, but the Bills ultimately win.
All right, but no cover.
No cover.
No cover. All right, let's get to our bonus pick from Tommy Mulet this morning here on CMF.
Not so fast, buddy. I know RD's coming in with his loud shirts and his comically stupid hat.
Missed on that pick.
Comically stupid?
Yes. Vocabulary master Tommy Mulet.
I'm saying this is going to be a hell of a game tonight.
Okay.
You're going to be in awe of what you all see.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And somebody else is.
Who's that? Ooh.
Oh, buddy of yours.
Ooh, who's showing up?
But it went south. And he's going to be on Twitter congratulating the team for what he sees.
What are you thinking?
Your boy.
Who?
Doug the Bone Marrone will be complimenting the Bills on a massive blowout win.
A guy that's not connected to either team anymore?
No, but he still has passion for the game. You don't think a guy that used to work for these teams?
He might be dead inside.
Both teams he coached. You don't think that guy's watching tonight? He was a head coach at both of those teams.
He might be watching. He's not tweeting.
And if
how do you know? He tweets all the time.
I don't even know if he has Twitter.
He's got Twitter.
If he worked, don't look it up until later because he's already made his pick.
All right.
You don't think Doug Marrone has Twitter?
He doesn't seem like the type.
No, he doesn't.
Doesn't seem like the type.
He seems like the type that has a burner. He seems like that, but not one with his own name on it.
You two have such a blind hatred for that
man. Think of how sensitive he was with everything, every criticism he got.
He's a bitch.
And you think he's on social media.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so your bonus pick is that former Buffalo Bills and Jacksonville Jaguars head coach Doug the Bone Marrone will watch the game tonight and be so impressed by this Bills blowout, he will congratulate them on Twitter.
Oh, yeah. It'll be a positive tweet towards the Bills.
Okay. Ryan, do we get a positive tweet from St. Doug tonight on Twitter?
Doug Marrone is one of like five people in the history of the league who've literally quit being a head coach, right? I don't think he, to Kimmy's point, I don't think he has any kind of social media presence. And even if he did, do you honestly think that a person like Doug Marrone is going to be like, great job, Buffalo?
You know, people change.
Sure.
You've changed.
Oh.
Trust me.
You think so?
Yes.
Oh, okay. That's
you're
awesome.
You're not what you used to be. Radio got to you, man.
Well, in that case, I'm taking the no or the under or whatever the opposite of what Tommy said.
The opposite.
The opposite of what Tommy said.
Danger.
Yeah.
Does St. Doug the Bone Marrone, former head coach of both the Jaguars and
King
the Bills.
King Pillow Ass.
Tweet positive thoughts about the Bills after a win tonight.
I actually think there's a better chance that we unmask that man and it's Doug Marrone sitting in the chair.
Same ass.
Giant pillow ass. No, I don't think he's going to tweet the Bills.
All right. Again, your Buffalo Bills take on the Jacksonville Jaguars tonight, either 7:15 or 7:30, depending on who you're talking to. ESPN's teasing the game at 7:15. Kimmy's been yelling 7:30 all day.
It's always been 7:30.
You're not even on the microphone.
It's 7:30.
Who's talking to you? You got a man in a black suit over here.
7:30.
Danger?
Yeah.
You guys are going to be preempted this afternoon?
We're running the same thing you are, pal. Just a simulcast to CMF. Ride your coattails. That's what we do.
Thank you. Yeah. You're welcome. You're welcome. But if we want to catch the show, tomorrow you'll have a whole bunch of stuff going on. The Sports Bar 3 to 6 on 95.7 The Fan.
We'll get a full recap tomorrow from our buddy Matt Perino from Syracuse.com covering the team for the Syracuse Post-Standard. So, yeah, tomorrow, 3 to 6, myself, Gene Battaglia, in the Sports Bar on The Fan.
And we turn to the darkness. Ryan, if they want to catch the Let's Go Duffalo podcast, the latest episode, work. What are you doing?
Nothing. It's being myself.
Zed's in the other room. He wants the GIMP to stop
on. You do look like the GIMP from Pulp Fiction.
From Pulp Fiction.
You look like four GIMPs smashed together. GIMPSA. Where can I get the latest episode of Let's Go Duffalo?
You can find it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And you can find us on social media at let's.go.duffalo, TikTok and Instagram.
And if you're watching on the live stream, why would you want to miss any social media that this guy puts up?
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Like, this would be embarrassing to admit that you have problems with.
Wow.
And maybe that's why people haven't said anything out loud. But it turns out you're not alone. A lot of adults have problems with this very simple thing every single day.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How are you with your left from your right, Tommy?
How am I?
Can you immediately go, this is left, this is right?
I think so.
Kimmy, how about you?
Like, just identify the two? Yeah.
Okay,
point
left.
Pretty quick.
Okay. It turns out a large percentage of adults cannot do that.
Well, I know people that have to do, like, the L's to see which one's left, right.
So, that's exactly what comes up in this video that goes viral over the weekend.
Okay.
You're familiar with the L trick?
No.
Okay. So, the left side is the letter L, the facing this side. So, if you are having a hard time figuring out your left from your right, you do the L trick. This is your left.
All right.
And as this video went up of this woman showing the left and the right trick, talking about how she still is an adult, has a hard time immediately knowing what left and right is, a whole bunch of people came out of the woodwork saying the same exact thing. Yes, and there are a large, large number of adults, it seems now, that even in their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, cannot immediately identify their left from their right.
So it's got to be like a brain thing, because they're not stupid people.
No, no, these are people from all walks of life, doctors, teachers, lawyers, janitors, everybody, right? But you say it's like a brain thing. This is not like a, ooh, I had a brain fart. This is a constant, I have a hard time.
Yeah, it's like hardwired in. You can't do it.
Yeah, I'm that person. I thought I was an idiot. I thought that there was something wrong with me, and like a wave of relief has washed over my body today.
Are you good with both? Like, are you coordinated with both hands? Because I think that's why my brain immediately identifies one or the other, because I just do everything with my right hand.
Yeah, I go both ways. I can throw. I throw with my left hand.
Maybe
I write with my right hand.
That's why you get confused when you're asked to immediately identify.
Bomb with your mouth.
And I bomb with my mouth is what I also do. What's weird is,
yeah, what's that?
My oldest daughter has the same thing.
She
has a hard time left, right. Oh. Everything else, I'm a smart kid, good grades, you know, athletic, and coordinated. If you ask her to identify her left from her right immediately, she can't do it.
So that means if the, what's the percentage?
We don't have an actual percentage. In fact, someone is now encouraging an actual study to be done after the vast amount of people that were like, I have this same problem.
Because that means somebody's on a bus today.
Yeah.
Being driven by a guy or a gal who has struggles with right and left.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's gotta affect your driving, right?
So when I am doing directions, I have to look at the screen. I mean, after a second, like it takes me like 3 seconds, I can figure
see
it out.
Which
yes,
way.
But I will always look to see which way to turn. It'll say turn left. I will have to look to make sure that I get it in time.
On your phone?
Yes. Like if I have MapQuest.
Has the arrow going that way?
Yeah. I'll look for the arrow. I'll look for where it turns. Why? I feel like I'm being judged right now.
Yeah, it's just.
It's just what?
I don't know.
I'm not saying it's normal.
Well, no, I mean, I guess
No, don't do this. Don't do this. No, it's fine.
Good for you, I guess.
Look, man, of all the little weird things you have going on with your brain,
I would think
you would be understanding of this.
Reading and writing, no, I can't do.
Okay.
Left and right, I'm always good at.
All right, well, that's great, man. I'm happy you got left and right.
Well, you need that just to get your ass around.
Well, no, but there's an explanation for reading and writing. I mean, you know, you're of the belief that you maybe were diagnosed as dyslexic.
Also bad with numbers.
Okay. I don't know what that one is.
No, I can't hold numbers in my head.
Oh, that's just,
I'm
sorry.
I thought that was part of being dyslexic.
No, I just Googled it. According to a psychiatrist.
Hey, what do they call it?
Tommy's got a bad dose of stupid. Look how stupid you are. Stupid.
Again, he's bombing with his mouth.
252-WCMF. 252-9263. A shocking number of adults have a hard time immediately knowing their left from their right. Ben is on CMF. Hey, Ben, how are you, buddy?
Pretty good. How you guys doing?
Good.
Good, buddy. Good to hear from you.
So, real quick, I just want to get this out there, is I want to wish a happy anniversary to Carrie Ann and Dave, because today's their anniversary.
All right. Thank God we got that out of the way. Carrie Ann, happy anniversary.
So my problem isn't like left-handed, right-handed, or anything like that. It's whenever I pick up a wrench, I always forget which way is to loosen and which way is to tighten.
Lefty-loosey, righty-tighty. I got the same problem.
No, take that wrench and apply it to your forehead.
Wow, Tommy.
Wow, too far.
It's towards the end of the show, so I feel like you guys are just tired. But you're not funny.
Yeah, and this call is really helping.
And you use it all up on Ryan in the previous segment.
I mean, there was
a lot. To come back from
there were a lot of jokes flying. Even some that we missed. Somebody commented that he looked like Kanye Northwest, East, and South, which is the greatest burn of the day.
Also, maybe Ryan next week should wear the Zubas outfit instead.
All right, Ben. Look, man, I like you a lot.
Taking suggestions for Ryan's wardrobe.
He's announcing his appearances on the show. Mm-hmm. He's now trying to get an associate producer credit on the show.
Doing shout outs.
Ben, great call,
come
buddy.
On, man.
Great call.
Have
great
a good
call.
One, guys.
Bye, Ben. He did add something there. I have that same problem
where
if I have to unscrew something, like even like a soda
Lefty,
I will always turn the wrong way first.
Really?
Yeah.
But you're also not handy, so that doesn't really count.
No, but even a jar on a jelly jar. If my wife hands me something, it makes me look weak. It makes me look like I can't open it.
Do you realize
first.
You're tightening it?
Yes.
Opening it.
I'm turning it the wrong way. I'm telling you, man, I don't think you understand how great this makes me feel. I know there are people listening feeling the same thing right now, that there's nothing wrong with you. This is a very common thing. What's funny is we're just finding out about it now, how ashamed people must have been that we've never had this discussion before.
It would disturb me, though, if I was like somebody with a big job, you know, dangerous, a lot of lives, like a doctor, anything like that, pilot, anything like that, that might bother me.
You would never know.
No, but let's say
something went horribly wrong.
Well, let's say I'm at the doctor's office, and for some reason, while he's talking, he goes, I always get that confused.
Yeah.
And then he turns around, and he's like going to do some procedure on me. And I'm thinking, like, man, you can't hold left and right in your head, but you're a doctor.
Well, look, I mean, you bring up the medical thing. If you've ever had a body part operated on, like a leg or an
arm. Yeah, left or right.
They will mark it. Have you ever had that before?
But you've heard those horror stories. Yes. Yeah.
But they'll mark it.
I didn't know they actually do that.
They'll ask you which one is being worked on. You'll point it to them. They'll mark what side of your body is being worked on. They'll ask you again, and then
So it's on you.
Well, I mean, no, she's right. It's on you. Yeah. And look, so if you do have that problem, the mark is right there.
All right.
You
but can then, see wouldn't that bother you? Like, what else is he not good at? Or she?
What else does she suck at, too?
No, but wouldn't that kind of stick in the back of your head?
I hadn't thought about it till just now.
Me neither.
I mean, if they made it that far. I mean, who knows what some really powerful people are dealing with that we don't know?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Come up short a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, everybody's got their shortcomings.
But I don't want to know.
Well, you wouldn't. And until
but sometimes it could come out accidentally.
You've never noticed it up until this point now. Now you're going to look for it?
Yeah.
Don't do that to yourself. No, not.
But once it's in my head, it's in my head. I can't get it out.
I see.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.